Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour. Brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. A late night tonight with the heaters. Sure, a little Funky Buddha on tap for that one tonight. Miami and Golden State. There is an official Florida Panthers watch party at Funky Buddha's Tap Room in Oakland Park 1 week from tonight. Next Tuesday night, Panthers. If you're a Panthers fan, you go to Funky Buddha in Oakland Park. You will watch the game. Panthers crew will be out there and have giveaways, and it's a big festive event. So if you're a Panthers fan, you watch it at Funky Buddha 1 week from tonight. Get headlines here. Start out the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour. We're going to talk with Josh Chappell. We're going to give away those George Lopez tickets as well. George Lopez coming to Hard Rock Live next month. You can purchase tickets at casino.hardrock.com/Hollywood, or you can win them every day this week by listening to our show. Headlines. The 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
There's some heat news. Hawk, I know you texted it to me, but Tyler Hero.
Look how dark it is there at Crowder's hotel room, because you're up in New York. It looks like it's very dark there already at 507.
It is.
We're much further south, so it's not like, look, the background behind Solana and Jimmy.
It's light.
Blue sky.
Yeah. And there are two bodies were found on a JetBlue flight landing gear from JFK to Fort Lauderdale. So now I don't know what this flight's going to take off. They got to tighten up in New York.
What are you doing tonight? You're going to go to Times Square?
No, I'm coming home tonight. If these
damn
people
see a Broadway show,
you don't see no Broadway, nothing. I want to come home, sleep on my bed with memory foam.
When did you fly up there? This morning?
I was on a 6:20. Yeah, it's crazy.
Why do you do that though, man? You're in New York City, concrete jungle where dreams are made of. Man, go live it up.
Nothing you can do. Get out of here, man. I want to come back to Davie, Florida and listen to frogs and crickets make noise at night. I don't want to hear all these people in these damn ambulance ride around all day. There's an ambulance every 5 minutes.
That's true. A lot of people there.
And they're not nice.
Many are not.
I find that comforting almost when you're in New York City and you just hear people walking by the cabs.
The hum of New York City, unparalleled for two nights.
You can keep it. going to Walgreens. It's an armed guard at the Walgreens. For what are you? People are stealing what?
Because you got to go to the Duane Reade.
The R.
The wrong joint, New York.
I don't know what this is. I don't know what's going on.
You're going to go to Battery Park?
I'm going to the airport.
You should go to Junior's, right in the theater district.
Yeah.
Get yourself a nice hot matzo ball soup. Oh, so good on a cold night.
Yeah.
Airport. The best thing about New York is JFK, LaGuardia, or EWR. Because I know I'm headed out of here, man. I can't stand these big cities.
All right, give us some headlines, Solana.
Tyler Hero, he is listed as questionable for tonight's game with a knee contusion. The Heat, of course, are in San Francisco. They'll be at the Chase Center tonight to play the Golden State Warriors.
Bam got to drop 70. If Tyler doesn't play, Bam has to go 70, 20, and 10 to win this game.
Why go see George Lopez when you can hear gems like that?
Who got us, Solana? If Tyler doesn't play.
Right, where do you make up those points?
So Tyler Hero's not playing.
If we're not saying he's not.
Right. Yeah. We got Terry Rozier.
He's good for six.
Mm-hmm. He's called that. They call him Heat Jordan Poyer. When I say they, I don't know. Someone must.
Damn, we could have had him 5 years ago.
I saw someone tweet out. I think it was Sweep the Leg, either tweet or Blue Sky out. It was like, maybe Jimmy comes back angrier and Victor Oladipo's knee is healed up and they're a force to contend with.
Oh, goodness.
Always have that 140 burger from Victor Oladipo, though, man.
So, man, did we think we got a steal.
Yeah. Nah, but seriously, you got Terry Rozier. You got Alec Burks.
No, he said, where are the points coming from? Maybe you didn't.
This Bass is about to say, no, seriously. Huh. What are you talking about?
Jaime Jaquez Jr. had a triple-double last night. Niko Jovic. You know, we got him.
This Niko Jovic, I don't even have a problem with him, but you made me have a problem with him, the way you speak about him.
Oh, but what about Duncan Robinson, Hawk? What, you're jumping ship off the Duncan train?
He hasn't been exactly the record-setting three-point shooter that he was when I fell in love with him.
Does he play?
Yeah, he plays.
He's out there. Which is over under, I think, like 12, maybe?
If Hero doesn't play, I would imagine he starts. I would imagine the whole offense runs through Duncan Robinson, too.
Offense runs on Duncan.
Yeah.
The Warriors are going to be without Brandon Pajemski, Gary Payton II, and your boy Jonathan Kuminga. They're all out tonight for San Francisco, for Golden State.
All right.
Kuminga showcase.
Weren't they changing them to the San Francisco Warriors? Wasn't that going to be a thing when they moved there?
Was it?
Oh, maybe I'm wrong.
Never heard of that.
Anyways, that's tonight, 10 p.m. The Heat trying to rebound. They're on a three-game losing skid right now. The Florida Panthers did lose yesterday 3-1 to the Colorado Avalanche. They're back at it tomorrow. They're in Utah to face the newest NHL franchise, the Utah Hockey Club.
Go Panthers.
The big story today, Chris Greer, general manager for the Dolphins, and Mike McDaniel, head coach of the Miami Dolphins. They met with the media. And Chris Greer, regarding Tua Tagovailoa, made it very clear that Tua needs to be available, called it unacceptable for him to take chances that keeps him unavailable for this Miami Dolphins team. 6.5 games that he missed. Too many, according to Chris Greer.
All right.
I don't like that. I don't like that call out. Like taking chances. He's trying to win games. He's trying to get first downs. That rubbed me the wrong way.
Well, I will tell you, I think that probably is an extension of a private conversation that he had with Stephen Ross. And it probably shouldn't have happened in the press conference today as it did. But you can see, like, if you're asking Chris Greer, what was the difference between the previous two seasons and this one? It's the same argument I'm making. They're missing Tua. They're missing their starting quarterback. Chris Greer kind of made it sound like that's on Tua. I don't buy into that, but he kind of made it sound like it's on him.
That's the part that rubbed me. Yeah, like, what's the problem? Why didn't you go to the playoffs for the third straight year? Oh, because Tua was hurt. He needs to stay healthy. No, I don't like the angle. I'm with you, Hawk. It's not what he said. It's the angle of who he's blaming for Tua getting hurt. Like, Tua's trying to go make plays. Like, that's what you want your quarterback to do.
On Tyreek Hill leaving the game versus the Jets, McDaniel said, quote, "Not acceptable to leave a game, and it won't be tolerated in the future." That was a theme throughout this press conference. By the way, Chris.
Although Greer, he also said it's squashed. We're fine. I'm fine with Tyreek.
Yeah, they specified that Tyreek Hill, they spoke with him, and he did not ask for a trade when he spoke with Chris Greer. So, looks like the Tyreek Hill era lives on in Miami for the time being.
You can get a lot of good players for Tyreek right now.
I don't know.
What?
I don't know, because he's got a prohibitive contract, and I'm not certain what his trade value is.
I think it,
to Solana's point yesterday, Solana really had nailed it at the trade deadline. If you were going to get something for him, you probably missed your opportunity.
But
I'm not saying he's valueless. Yeah. But I don't think you're going to get for him what you think, because someone's going to be picking up an awfully big contract that was just extended.
Big contract, but he's under contract and he's making 30 a year, and Jamar Chase is about to get quarterback money. So I think after this offseason,
Jamar Chase just had seasons that make your jaw drop, and Tyreek had a season that makes your jaw drop for the wrong reason.
And if you put Tyreek in a different offense, he could do something. It'll be the evaluation if he's still the Tyreek that was the best player in the NFL 1 year ago or not. Tyreek would say it's the scheme and his opportunities. The team would say it's Tyreek not getting open and Tua being hurt. But I think Tyreek is still a top five NFL receiver.
Definitely won't get back what you traded for him. Not that, you know, that's an indictment on a potential trade, but
well, yeah, but that, I mean, like, you got two great
for sure
seasons already.
For sure.
Yeah.
And then I think the other big takeaway, they talked about Tron Armstead's future. They said they'll sit down and talk with him. Calais Campbell, if he decides he's going to come back, you know, maybe it would be in Miami, but the other big takeaway was that the backup quarterback position and the offensive line will be addressed this year. They're going to make it a priority.
Yeah, he was adamant about that.
Both of those things.
See the problem to address it, so I'm happy about that.
We'll talk about it in the next segment with Appel.
The other big NFL news, Antonio Pierce fired today by the Raiders. Yesterday, he was asked about it at his season-ending press conference, and he said he had no reason to believe he wouldn't be back next year. And here we are, less than 24 hours later, Antonio Pierce out as head coach in Las Vegas. Who knows? Maybe Tom Brady will make a pitch to Bill Belichick, try to bring him back.
That's my friend. I like AP.
All right, guys.
Get me out of jail.
That's all.
Yeah, Tampa Super Bowl when I was about to fight, and he picked me up and carried me to the bathroom. Yeah.
I like him, too. I think he interned with Howard Stern for 1 week.
Yeah. Tony appears a good human being. Wife's amazing. I like him.
Don't forget, Zion returns tonight, gentlemen. You got to watch DeMar DeRozan.
You know where I'll be.
Shatter my dreams last night. And today, Zion Williamson is back on the floor for the New Orleans Pelicans.
I'm going to have to put in a little Zion prop. Let's see, 8 o'clock. I've got no plans tonight. Heat don't play till 10. Zion, 16 and a half. Over under on points. Rebounds is 4.5.
Sister gummy bears.
Let's see.
Hot tamales. You know Zion got snacks on the bit. You know he got snacks on the bit.
Got Boston baked beans and lemon heads in his pocket.
You know he got lemon heads. Zion, let me get that Starburst. Red or yellow? All I got is red or yellow.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm.
Good matchup on paper, right? Anthony Edwards and Zion.
Oh, for sure.
Looks good, and Anthony Edwards is really an MVP candidate.
Well, not really, man. Yes, he is that caliber of player, but this year the Timberwolves are like mid.
Yeah.
I mean, they traded away Karl-Anthony Towns, and it hasn't exactly the Knicks have benefited way more from that trade than the Minnesota Timberwolves have.
What do we know about Zion tonight? Should I go over 16 and a half?
I'd say no. He comes back from injury. He hasn't been doing anything.
Right, but has he taken it easy so where, like, he's really ready to roll right now?
No.
But what do you mean he hasn't been doing anything? Like, you think he's been sitting on his couch, hanging out?
Maybe laying down, maybe in a wheelchair, letting people push him around and go to Drago.
Possible he's eating shepherd's pie.
He's a shepherd's pie guy. Extra cheese.
Man, there's no Zion prop for threes made.
I looked. I swear, that's so funny. I looked for the same thing. You know he's jacking one up.
What about rebound talk? 4.5 is what it's set at.
Yeah, I know.
No, that's a
seems.
Hustle.
Is that like right?
That's a hustle play.
Seems getting like rebounds. He should get 5 boards without even trying.
But if he runs down there and have to run way back down the court, he's going to have asthma attack.
I was thinking about a steal.
He's going to jump in a passing lane?
Yeah, no, just an errant pass. Ends up near his head.
Errant pass to the around the big fat dude?
Because it's minus 125. He needs one steal.
They're going to be one breathing. Steal, minus he's breathing too hard. They're going to know he's there. Nobody's doing that way.
I would put in a parlay. Over 2.5 assists, over 4.5 rebounds.
Just go all in on Zion. Look at that. Solana's putting it in right now.
It's over.
Busy betting fingers. All right. Anything else, Solana? I want to get to Appel.
Weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954 more. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7.
He's going to get 5 rebounds.
Right now in South Florida, the temperatures are dipping into the low 60s. They'll be in the mid to low 50s. Tonight, by the way, Crowder, Book of Mormon. You can catch a late showing at around 8 p.m.
So many good shows right now
Broadway.
On Broadway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. That's your
Glenn Gary Glenn Ross is back. I can't wait to get up there myself.
Glenn Ross and Gary better be at this airport if they want me to see them.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I'm just saying that I'm Hawk. We talk Tua. Hawk Tua.
Hawk and Crowder. Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell.
In a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Cooper.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. Our friends at Funky Buddha, they've got an official Florida Panthers watch party 1 week from tonight. You head over to Funky Buddha Tap Room in Oakland Park. Enjoy the Panthers game 1 week from tonight, and you'll have all the Panthers festivities surrounding it. Always a fun night there at Funky Buddha. As we get out of here for the evening, and remember, you'll have Solana back on the air late night tonight, 8:45, to start up preheat along with Tommy Tighe, and then Jason Jackson on the call tonight, Heat and Warriors. You'll hear it here on 560 QAM. By the way, I put in, after all that talk about Zion, I put in Zion double-double at plus 1,600. Somehow I talked myself into not just 5 rebounds, 10 rebounds. So I have Zion double-double tonight at plus 1,600. Let's give away the George Lopez tickets. He's coming to Hard Rock Live next month. We're giving away tickets every day this week. We'll take caller, I don't know, 7, lucky number 7, 305-567-0560. 305-567-0560. I've been telling you about Eric Nunez's award-winning team at Doral Hyundai, the number one Hyundai store. And now he's got his North Miami store moved up to the top at number 2. Yes, the number 1 and number 2 highest volume Hyundai stores. It's where everyone is buying their Hyundais because they simply sell for less. They have thousands of new and pre-owned vehicles to choose from, all priced below their competitors. No one has more in stock. No one sells for less, period. If you're in the market for a vehicle, any type, why pay more? Save money and pay less at Doral Hyundai and North Miami Hyundai, where you always pay less. That'll do it for us tonight. Everybody have a great and safe Tuesday night. Go Zion. Go Heat. We will speak with you mañana.